In the Ashanti region alone, there are about 185 cooperative credit unions with a membership of about 30,000 who are mostly micro-scale entrepreneurs. These business people depend on such financial institutions for readily available and affordable as well as flexible credit facilities to either start up or top up their businesses. Credit unions also substantially help in mopping up liquidity from the system such that petty traders can save as little as 1 Ghana cedi a day through the SUSU scheme to meet their financial needs. In an interview, some customers of the credit unions explained that they feel more comfortable doing businesses with those organizations than with the traditional banks because of the availability and friendly terms of business. Until the enactment of Legislative Instrument 2225 of 2015, cooperative credit unions and related financial institutions were operating under NLCD 252 of 1968 under the supervision of the Department of Cooperatives. The central bank, since taking over supervisory role of such operators, has given them about a year of grace period to obtain operating license to regularize their business. The deadline expires next month. Apart from the fear this has generated among the workforce, managers and directors say the form given to them to apply for the operating license is not only complex, but lacks clarity for completion. The president of the St. Martin de Porres Cooperative Credit Union, Osei Frimpong, said the board of directors was reconstituted only 5 months ago and thus would need more time to study and properly complete the application form. According to him, the central bank must be careful in enforcing its directive in order not to jeopardize the credit union industry.
We have a membership of 11,000 people, and even though some of them are inactive, if you want to talk about the active members, we have well over 5,000 active members who are contributing to this union. If the union is there to assist such number of people, then it is very necessary that credit union is of very essence to such people. If you are not able to meet the Bank of Ghana regulation, the deadline, our people are going to lose a lot, because I don't know what punitive measures Bank of Ghana put in place. And if it should happen that they should suspend our licenses, it is going to affect this vast number of people who are doing business with us.
The manager of the Garden City Radio Fan Club's Cooperative Credit Union, Kingsford Owusu-Ansah, said if the Bank of Ghana's directives are not properly managed, it could cause panic among the many people, mostly the micro-scale entrepreneurs who rely on credit unions for startup or top-up capital to grow or sustain their businesses.
Form a big commercial habit, and then the process for you to register is also another issue. There are another issue of our board of directors who's going through that process. Credit unions, board of directors, we don't have education criteria for them. Even a carpenter who has not been in school before can be a board member. Afterwards, we train the person to be able to do his work. But now, due to those criteria, it means some of our board members cannot even be registered.
The general manager of the St. Martin's Credit Union, Augustine Fredua Ajiman, said the Bank of Ghana must be clear about some of the criteria and also simplify the application form for completion.
That was a report from our Ashanti regional correspondent, Nicholas Osewisu.